It's one of Sonoma County's enduring mysteries. What caused the fire that destroyed the nearly completed showcase home of famed writer Jack London?
August 22nd is the 100th anniversary of the fire. The house just burned down, and by the time that Jack London and his wife Charmian found out about it, it had already been burning for hours. When they went outside the cottage and they looked over the tops of the trees, they could already see the flames that were coming out of Wolf House. Jack had a fire engine. It was already too late to use the fire engine or to do anything. It was hopeless, and they were helpless. There was nothing that could be done.
Sonoma State Emeritus Professor Jonah Raskin, who has taught classes and written about London's life and literary works, has lately been trying to unravel the source of the blaze, something he notes was not even attempted at the time of the fire.
In 1913, there was no investigation of the fire. Zero investigation by anybody. There was no fire department in Glen Ellyn. There was no Sonoma County Fire Department.
Consequently, it has remained unexplained for nearly a full century now.
The basic disagreement is whether it was caused by a human being or humans. You know, was arson involved, or was it purely an accident? As Jack London himself, was it by the hand of man or the hand of God?
One of the more widely accepted theories leans toward that latter possibility, suggesting that construction workers at the house left some rags soaked with turpentine and linseed oil in a corner where they spontaneously combusted. Raskin doesn't buy it.
Nobody has ever produced any rags. After the fire, there was no trace of any rags left. You know, it's a hypothesis, and maybe they were there and maybe they weren't.
That leaves arson, and Raskin notes that the controversial London had no shortage of people who wished him ill.
He was definitely a controversial person. He was an outsider in Glen Ellyn. Local people didn't like him. He'd had a contentious history in politics. He'd run for mayor of Oakland twice. He went around the country in 1905 urging Russian-style violent revolution. There were newspaper editors who said that he should be deported. He was un-American. So, yeah, guy had plenty of enemies.
So from that lengthy list, who might have had the means and opportunity as well as motive? Raskin thinks he knows, and he's going to name his suspect at a special event at the Sonoma County Museum on the centennial of the fire Thursday night.
I guess I would describe myself as the prosecuting attorney who's going to lay out all the evidence and the clues and invite people to join in and speculate and say what they think. And I know that various people who know about fires are going to show up and be there. So this is probably the as good, if not better, time than any to knuckle down with the fire and see what light we can shed on it 100 years later.
For now, Raskin's keeping that name to himself, but here's a hint.
I would describe him as Jack London's nearly lifelong nemesis. Like Sherlock Holmes has Moriarty, Jack London had his equivalent.
The limited tickets for the event, which will also include local historical reporter Gay LeBaron, are going fast. They're available through the museum's website. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.